Good evening, and welcome to Scratched Up Radio Theater on KKRN listener-supported community radio. Tonight's presentation is There's Worse Places to Die, written by Darren A. Abersold. Our story tells of a pilot and a family flying over Alaska in a small plane.
Hey, Billy, look off to the right. See that mountain goat on the ledge?
Yeah, I see it. That's like the fifth one we've seen.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh?
Yeah, and the caribou and the moose and the bear. Awesome.
Okay, guys, look out to the left now. That's the Yahtze Glacier. It and the Giat Glacier come together and end up in Icy Bay just northwest of Yucatan.
Mom, that was talking about. That's the one I did my report on in school. Mr. Jones, it gets its name from the Yahtze River.
Yes, it does, Billy. Good job, boy. I hope you got an A on that report. I think you've named just about every glacier we've seen today.
Thanks, Mr. Jones.
How about you start calling me Jack, like I asked you to?
Is that okay, Mom?
Sure, Billy. He asked you to, so it's okay.
Cool!
So we're going to be flying over the glacier for a few minutes. I'm going to try to get you up to the headwaters so you can see the river where it starts.
The Yahtze River?
Yep, the one and only.
Cool!
From there, I thought we'd head over and check out Mount Logan. There's an interesting rock formation, I think.
Jack, is that normal? That doesn't sound normal.
No, it's not. Give me a minute. Okay, folks, it looks like we're going to have to cut our tour a little short. I think we'd better head over to Yucatan and check this out.
Everything okay up there, Jack?
Yeah. Not real sure right now. We seem to be losing our fuel pressure. Give me a minute.
Mom?
Don't you worry, buddy. I got you. Besides, there's some sled dogs I want you to see in Yucatan. They're the real deal. Prettiest dogs you ever seen. Well, okay then. Now we have a little problem. The engine just died, and I can't seem to get it restarted.
Are we going to crash?
Not if I have anything to say about it. But it doesn't look like we're going to make it to Yucatan.
Oh, my God.
Okay, guys, I need you to all be quiet for a little while, okay? I need to call this in. Yucatan, this is Niner 5-4. Do you copy? Yucatan, this is Niner 5-4. Do you copy?
Roger, Niner 5-4.
Tower, we've lost all power. I'm going to have to put her down on the Giat Glacier. Our coordinates are 60 degrees, 18 by 20 north. 141 degrees, 43 by 37 west. Do you copy?
Roger, Niner 5-4. I have you at 60 degrees, 18 by 20 north, 141 degrees, 43 by 37 west.
Roger.
How many do you have on board?
Three tourists, ages 40 times 2 and 12 times 1.
Copy that. 3 plus 1.
Roger.
I'm notifying search and rescue now. We'll try to get to you tonight if we can.
Roger, Tower.
How are you setting for survival gear?
We're good. All the necessities.
Roger. Good luck, Niner 5-4.
Roger, Tower. See you folks soon.
Mom, what's happening?
Billy, listen, buddy. You look like a guy that likes adventure. We're about to start one.
Mom?
I need you to grab a hold of your harness and hold on tight. It's going to get bumpy, but you can do it.
It's going to be okay, Billy.
Nick, can you see anything loose back there?
There's a couple day packs.
Okay, grab them. And give one to Susan and one to Billy. You guys hold them to your chest. Cross your arms and hold on to your harnesses. Okay, guys, here we go. Hold on tight. Guys. Hey, guys. Billy, you okay, buddy?
Yeah, I think so. My arm is sore, but I'm okay. Where's Mom and Dad?
I'm here, buddy.
I'm okay, Billy. Are you hurt?
I don't think so. I think I'm okay.
Oh, thank God. Honey, are you hurt?
No, I'm good. You?
I think I'm okay.
Jack, how about you? You okay?
Yeah, I'm good.
God, look at this place. Where are we, Jack?
Well, I'd say we're on the east side of the glacier. I think that's the bay to the south there.
How are we going to get out of here?
They're coming for us, right?
Calm down, guys. You heard the tower. They'll find us. They'll be here. Oh, would you look at that mess? She was a good old plane. Never let me down. Till today. Well, we should probably plan on a night out just to be on the safe side.
We'll freeze out here.
Not on our watch. Nobody's going to freeze while you and I are here to take care of them. Tell you what, how about you and your dad find something that'll hold some fuel and go get some from the plane? Then find everything you can that'll burn so we can get a fire started. Meanwhile, your mom and I'll see what else we can find to keep warm. Nick, the fuel is in the wings. If you can't find any leaking out, you'll have to poke a hole. You good with that?
Yeah, I'm good.
Billy, you keep an eye on your dad. Don't let him get any fuel on himself, okay?
Okay.
Jack, what's wrong?
I'm hurt, Susan. My stomach is hurting something fierce. I know you're a nurse. See if you can figure out what's going on, would you?
Jack? Yeah, of course I will. Here, lie down. Okay, I know it's your stomach, but let me make sure you don't have any head injuries first, okay?
Okay.
Follow my finger. Good. Does anything hurt in your arms or shoulders or chest?
No.
Okay, Jack, tell me if it hurts when I push, okay?
Yeah.
Upper left quadrant, nothing. Upper right quadrant, nothing. Lower left quadrant, nothing. Lower right quadrant.
Ah! Oh, that's it. That's the spot.
Describe the pain.
Well, it's the kind that hurts. Okay, it's a real bad dull ache. Then when I move, it gets real bad real quick. What do you think?
Well, I can't be sure, but it's most likely either an internal bleed or a ruptured appendix. Neither one is good if you don't get help pretty quick.
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. Well, here, help me sit up. There's no reason for Billy to know I'm hurt. I know he's scared. Let's just keep it to ourselves, okay?
Thank you for that. He is scared, and he really looks up to you.
Yeah, he's a good boy.
I'm scared too, Jack.
It'll be okay. The rescue chopper will find us. We just need to stay warm and wait it out. You might also want to see if you can round up some food and water.
I have that right here. I packed some snacks for the guys before we left, and there's water also. They're in the day packs.
Good. Now, could you find something put over me? I'm starting to get a bit cold.
Yeah, of course. Let me see what I can find.
Ah, the good old safety blankets. You know, I packed these things around for years. Never really thought I'd ever need them.
Jack, really? How long are we going to be out here? How long does a rescue like this usually take?
Well, Yucatan is only a couple hours by chopper. We could be having dinner at Jenny's restaurant tonight.
Jack.
No way to tell, Susan. If they're just sitting around with no other calls and the weather's good, we could be in Yucatan tonight. If the weather's bad or if they have another call, it might be tomorrow.
Jack, tomorrow doesn't sound too good.
I know you're scared, but...
Jack, I'm not worried about me.
Don't you worry about me. I've been through worse.
We got it, Jack. We found some gas and a bunch of stuff to burn. You okay, Jack?
Sure, kid. Just taking a break. Now bring that stuff over here and let's see what you've got. Yeah, you did good, boy. I'm sure glad you're here to take care of us.
Honey, Jack's hurt. He's pretty bad. If the rescue guys don't get here pretty quick, he's not going to make it.
Wow, I had no idea.
He doesn't want Billy to know.
Sure. How long can he hold out?
I have no idea. But every minute counts at this point.
Is there anything we can do to help him?
Not really. Just keep him warm and as comfortable as we can.
Well, he's a tough old bird. I hope he can hang in there.
Okay, Billy, I'm giving you the lead on this one. What's the first thing we need to do?
I don't know, Jack. I don't know what to do.
Billy, look at me. Don't panic. In a situation like this, running around in a panic won't do you any good. Now, I'm here to help you, but I want you to think it through and tell me what we need to do.
You mean like a test?
Yeah, like a test. This is what we call Alaskan homeschool, and school is in. So, what do we do?
Well, I guess we should get the fire going.
Good, that's right. We need to stay warm.
How about we build the fire right here?
Why there? It's okay. Think it through and tell me why you picked that spot.
Well, it's flat and where you're sitting looks like a good spot for all of us to sit.
Well, that's good, Billy. That's just where I would have put it. Nick, maybe you should help with this. Okay, Billy, pile up some of that trash in your spot and your dad's going to pour a little gas on it.
Jack?
Focus on what you're doing. And be careful with that fuel. It won't take much. Good job, guys. Okay, Billy, what's next?
Food and water.
Good, that's right. Your mom's already found the day packs with both those, so now what? You can do it, son. Take a deep breath and think.
Well, it's going to get dark soon. If the helicopter doesn't get here before dark, maybe we should have some shelter.
Good job. That's exactly right. So, we're in the middle of a glacier. Where are we going to find shelter?
How about using parts of the plane?
Boy, if I didn't know better, I'd say you've done this before. Let's see if we can make something out of this wreck. I think if we take that side off the fuselage that ripped off, we can prop it up with chunks of ice. Put it up right there and lean it down a little towards the fire. Billy, why did I pick that spot?
To protect us from the wind?
Well, yes, that's not wrong. That's a good answer. But the forecast said we should have calm winds all night.
All night? I thought we were going home tonight.
Billy, I hope we will. But we have to be ready if they can't get to us before the morning.
Why wouldn't they come for us tonight?
Oh, there could be lots of reasons. I know they won't fly in these mountains after dark. Now listen, they might be here this evening, but we need to be ready if they aren't. So, why besides a windbreak did I want the shelter there?
It's going to be okay, Billy. We're going to get out of here, right, Jack?
Oh, we're all going home all right, that you can be sure of. One way or another, we're all going home.
Son, you need to answer Jack's question. Why does he want the shelter right there?
Well, if we stay between the shelter and the fire, maybe it will keep us a little warmer.
See? Now that wasn't so hard, now was it? Now get going on that shelter.
Does this look okay, Jack?
That's just fine. See, Billy, you don't need me here.
Don't say that, Jack. Yes, we do need you.
What's wrong with Mom? Jack, what's wrong? Are you hurt?
Oh, I just got banged up a little. Don't you worry about it. You need to concentrate on helping your parents with our little adventure. You cold, buddy?
A little.
Here, take some of this blanket. Tell me what you like to do, Billy.
Well, I'm in seventh grade. I like the outdoors, and I have a dog.
A dog? What kind of dog?
A black lab.
Oh, that's a good breed. What's her name?
His name is Tucker.
That's a fine name for a dog. A boy dog, anyway. What else do you like to do?
I like learning about all the different animals there are in the world, especially the ones in North America.
Huh. So, you could tell me all the animals here in Alaska?
Well, I don't know about all of them, but a lot of them.
Okay. How about you tell your mom about all the animals that might eat us tonight out here on the glacier?
What?
Oh, gosh, why did I do that?
What kind of animals are out here? Billy, what kind of animals might eat us?
There's nothing out here on the glacier, at least not big enough to eat us.
Hear that? There's nothing out here that's going to bother us tonight.
Who said I was even thinking about that?
Susan, I've been around the wilderness a long time. With the way you keep looking around, it's not hard to tell what's on your mind.
Well, it did cross my mind once or twice.
Okay, Billy. Tell her all the wild animals she has to worry about out here.
Well, about the only animals out here are probably mice and maybe a few hares. So I guess if we see anything bigger than that, it would probably be an Arctic fox trying to catch one of those two.
Well, that makes me feel better. We may freeze to death or get crushed by the ice or starve to death, but at least we won't get eaten.
So how did you guys end up way up here?
We wanted to see the glaciers. Nick and I had never visited up here, so when Billy mentioned he wanted to go to Alaska, we thought it would be well worth the money.
Well, you're getting your money's worth on this trip.
Oh, Jack, I'm so sorry.
Sorry for what? Because my plane's fuel pump failed? It's not your fault. No, don't even think it. It's nobody's fault. Let's just get through it. Why don't you two come down here and get warmed up? Yeah, if you guys don't mind, I think I'll take a little snooze. Oh. Oh.
Hey, Jack. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm doing fine. No sign of a chopper?
Can I get you some water or a bar?
Yeah, maybe a bit of water. I don't want you guys to waste any food on me.
Oh, you can have anything you want, Jack.
What time is it?
About 6:30.
It's getting a bit late for a rescue tonight. Even if they picked us up right now, it'd be dark before we get back to Yucatan. They probably won't want to do that. Yeah, I'm thinking it's going to be tomorrow. It's going to be dark soon. The temp is going to drop pretty quick once the sun goes down. We need to make sure we keep that fire going. I figure I won't be getting much sleep tonight anyway. How about I stay awake and let you guys get some rest?
No, no, that's not going to work. Thanks for the offer, but one of us will stay up with you and keep the fire going.
I can take the first shift. Honey, why don't you and Billy see if you can get some sleep? If we hear the helicopter, we'll wake you.
Okay, but don't try to do it all yourself. Okay, wake me in a few hours and I'll take over.
Okay.
Billy, you stay close to Jack tonight, okay? You'll stay warmer that way.
Don't you worry about Billy. I'm counting on him to keep me snug as a bug.
Don't worry, Jack. I'll keep you warm.
I know you will, buddy.
Jack, why don't you see if you can get some more rest? I'll stay awake and tend to the fire.
You'll be all right?
Yeah, Jack, I'll be fine.
I am feeling a bit tired still. If you're sure, I think I'll take you up on that offer.
Yeah, Jack, try to sleep. Wow.
Aren't they something?
Oh, Jack, I didn't mean to wake you.
Yeah, I've been awake most of the time. You know what those are, right?
The Northern Lights?
Yep, the Northern Lights.
They're beautiful.
Yes, they are. I still remember the first time I saw them. It's been a lot of years now, but I never get tired of watching them dance across the sky.
How are you doing, Jack? I mean, how are you really doing?
The pain's getting pretty bad. Feels like my belly's as tight as a drum.
It's a bleed, Jack. We need to do something, or you...
What are you going to do, Sue? Open me up right here on the glacier?
I would if I could, Jack.
Yeah, I know you would.
Is there anything I can do for you?
How about you just sit with me and enjoy this beautiful night?
I can do that.
I can think of worse places to die.
Hey, Jack, how you doing, buddy?
I could use a bit of water.
Sure, buddy.
Oh, that tastes good. Thank you. How about a little bit more of that?
Sure, sure.
Honey.
My old man's still kicking.
I'm still here, Sue. Fit as a fiddle.
Jack, are you okay? What's wrong with you?
It's okay, boy.
What's wrong with him? Mom, what's wrong with Jack?
Well, Billy, it looks like Jack was hurt a little more than we thought he was.
No, Jack, you have to be okay. It's all my fault.
No, honey, it's not your fault. Why would you say that?
If I didn't want to come to Alaska, Jack would have never gotten hurt.
You can't blame yourself for that, Billy. This is not your fault.
Yes, it is. Jack, you have to be okay. I'm so sorry. What can I do, Jack? What can I do to make you okay?
Nick, how about you and Susan gather up some more fuel for the fire? You'll need it if the chopper's later today.
I think Jack wants some time with Billy. Let's give him a few minutes.
I'm not sure we should leave Jack alone.
He's not alone. Billy's with him. Honey, what difference does it make at this point? I mean, let's just give him this time to say goodbye. There's one thing I've learned about Jack. He won't leave this world without leaving something behind. I think Billy's about to learn what that is.
We'll be right back. You take care of Jack, okay?
He'll be fine. He's a lot stronger than he thinks. Son, I want you to know you've done very well on our big adventure. Without your help, we'd all be a little worse off. You're a lot stronger and braver than you think. All you have to do is believe that.
But I can't do anything to help you now. Jack, I can't figure out how to help you.
You are helping me, Billy. You're here with me right now, and you're letting me teach you something before I go. Billy, does it do any good to panic? Son, it's okay to be scared, but don't lose it, boy. Keep your head in the game. Remember what I said?
It doesn't do any good to panic. You need to think and concentrate.
That's right. You're doing great, son. Now, go ahead and ask me your question.
Are you going to die, Jack?
Now, see, that wasn't so hard, now was it? Yes, Billy, I am. I don't think I'll be leaving the glacier.
This is all my fault. If I didn't want to come to Alaska, none of this would have ever happened.
No, none of this is your fault. Sometimes things just happen. You're a good boy, Billy. Everything's going to be okay.
How can it be okay, Jack? I don't ever want to come back to Alaska again.
Well, that makes me sad, Billy.
Why would I ever want to come back to this?
Look around you, son. Why would you let all this beautiful country go unseen because of a faulty fuel pump?
It's not just a fuel pump, Jack. It's your life.
Sometimes it's as easy as that. Don't live your life mad at something you have no control over. You really want to help me?
Yeah, I do.
Then you promise me you'll go on every adventure you can for the rest of your life. You live your life like you're showing me the world. Can you do that for me?
Okay, Jack, I will. I'll show you the world.
Then everything's going to be okay. Nick, how about you and Billy go and find something that you think will make the smokiest fire possible? It'll be easier for the chopper to see.
Sure, Jack.
Susan, come have a seat. You've quite the little man there. You two are doing a wonderful job raising him.
Thanks, Jack. That means a lot coming from you. You've really taken him under your wing in the little time we've known you.
He's going to be okay through this. It'll be hard at first, but he can do it.
You're a wonderful man, Jack. I'm sorry you have to go through this.
Well, we all have to die. This isn't such a bad place to do it. I'd rather it be here than some old hospital bed. Sue, I have a favor to ask you.
Anything, Jack.
Susan, I'm not going to see that rescue chopper.
Don't say that, Jack. You don't know.
Susan, listen. It's time. I can feel it. It's happening.
No, Jack. Just hang on a little longer.
I want to stay right here. Don't let him take me back to town. I want to spend every day and night right here on the mountain.
They're here! Jack! They found us! It's going to be okay now. It's gonna be okay, Jack. Thank you for everything.
Jack! Jack! The helicopter is coming! It's going to be okay, Mom. He made sure we're going to be okay.
Jack. We better go. They're waiting on us. I'll send somebody to get Jack.
No. He wanted to be left right there.
He did, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's quite the guy.
He's on a whole nother adventure now.
Yes, he is, son. Yes, he is.
Hey, welcome aboard. Glad you guys are okay. Real sorry to hear about your pilot.
Thanks. Yeah, he was quite the man. Saved us for sure.
I don't know how he was able to set that bird down where he did. That's some of the most rugged glacial terrain I've ever seen. You guys must have had a guardian angel looking over you.
We did, sir. His name was Jack Jones, and I'm going to show him the world.
You have been listening to There's Worse Places to Die, written by Darren A. Abersold and directed by John Welsh. Our cast included John Welsh, Anne-Marie Lockamy, Tyler Lockamy, Lanson Zanaroli, Bob Christensen, and Lily Dubois. Our technical director, as always, is Lily Dubois. KKRN Community Radio is an all-volunteer station entirely dependent on donations and underwriting. We would appreciate your making a donation to help keep our distinctive programming, like Scratched Up Radio Theater, stay on the air. Go to kkrn.org and click on the donate button, or send a check to KKRN, P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. Thank you. I'm your host, Dickie Magadoff. Good night, and thanks for listening to Scratched Up Radio Theater.